Welcome to Forum on WSMI. I'm your host, Sean Balint. In recent months, we have spoken extensively about Whisper Internet. They are looking to bring quality wireless service to areas that won't benefit from the massive CTI fiber optic expansion effort. Whisper has worked in tandem with Montgomery County Economic Development officials to determine which areas need that rural broadband help. There's a lot of conversation and planning, but there also is some action. They have upgraded the equipment on elevated structures, namely water towers within their existing network of New Douglas and Walshville, and now those areas have internet speeds of up to 100 megabits per second. If you're not familiar with speeds and all that, I'm not all that familiar myself. That's an important speed to where you're able to watch streaming and work at home, teach at home, whatever you have to do at home in these times. And I think home internet is only going to be a bigger part of our lives. But hey, just look all around you. You don't have to take my word for it. So today on the program, we'll speak with the visionary who runs the show at Whisper. That's Nathan Stook, right here on WSMI. First up, how has the recent cold snap affected installation efforts, what have you? I guess you prepare for a lot of things, but that's a pretty tough scenario.
It is. You know, once you have snow on the roof, it's definitely not safe to climb on the roof. So any install that has to be on a roof is off limits. And then let alone our guys being able to get some of these back roads in their vans to get where they need to go. We don't want anybody ended up in ditches.
All right. I understand there's been progress and you provided some real life changing services over there in Walshville and New Douglas. Just tell us how the upgrades have been received.
Oh, it's been great. You know, it's really good to see when you have, especially existing customers, you know, a lot of companies only focus on what does it take to get a new customer and they forget their existing ones. And, you know, we're having to build out for our CAF connectivity. And this was an opportunity where we could build out on an existing tower and upgrade existing customers, thank them for being a customer, and then also be able to offer these faster packages up to 100 meg to customers in and around the Walshville and the New Douglas area.
Well, Walshville, I think I read 89 people. At this point, you're seeing if towns can survive when you get into that smaller territory. And this is not just a matter of convenience, but I imagine you're providing a lifeline that will keep some towns on the map in decades to come.
I totally agree with you. If you're not connected to the internet now, you're not connected, and people will move out. And it's I like to say that we're more internet's more important than water. And I may be biased, but you know, as a normal citizen, I can buy water, I can transport water, and I can store water. As a normal citizen, you cannot transport the internet, you cannot store the internet, and you can only buy it where you need it to be. And that's so we're out there allowing these customers to buy the internet where they want to be, where they want to live. And if we weren't out there, nobody would be out there and they would not be connected. And in today's society right now with remote learning and remote working, it's super, super vitally important to have that connectivity.
I have to think it's a big mental health issue, too. You get around coworkers and they're talking about what they watched on streaming and everything else. I imagine without that good internet, it adds to your sense of isolation.
Oh, I would think so as well, because you're right. It kind of everything revolves around what you can do on the internet, what you can. And it's not even so much just, you know, oh, I'm connected to Facebook or I'm connected to a social media. There's so much knowledge out there. And like you mentioned, the streaming services that it perforates our entire life. And if you can't be part of that, you're going to feel left out whether you want to or not.
And I have to think it's a prerequisite as far as being competitive in the business of being a family farmer.
I would agree completely. All that information we used to get over satellite with what the crops were doing and the markets and everything, that's all readily available over the internet now. And there's even more information and what's out there and just being connected to allow them to maximize what they're doing on their farm is definitely a tool that is needed for sure.
So how is the progress coming along as far as working with the folks over at County Economic Development on the core areas you want to serve, you're going to serve first to expand what Whisper has to offer.
Yeah, I wish all counties had some people that are just so nice to work with and so just dedicated to helping the members of their community. It's been awesome working with them. We had sent out a survey. They helped us with that. And a lot of the demand came back from areas where people had service. They just maybe weren't happy with it. So we're still working through trying to figure out where those best areas are that need service the most, that don't have options now, so we can get them connected. And then move into the areas where maybe you have slow, but you still have some kind of service. We want to provide great service to everyone, and that's what we're working to. But we're trying to do it for the most good, the earliest we can.
The process of leasing water tower space, how's that moving along as far as the areas that you feel pretty good about bringing Whisper service?
Well, both of these upgrades we did were on water towers, and it's coming along very nicely. The communities understand the need for broadband. They also understand that we're not a large cellular company that can afford to pay a lot of money, that it's in everybody's best interest to keep our costs down so we can keep the customers' costs down. So I think that's been going really well. I would put a shout out there, though, that if you live in a community or if you're on a community board or something and you have a water tower, please reach out to us. Go to our website, whisperisp.com, and let us know that you have a water tower and something we can use, because we're always looking for those areas to expand, and we love working with the communities that we're part of.
I know on the broadband front, it's one of the areas where, you know, we look for bipartisan activity in Washington and Springfield. I don't know how much of it we see, but certainly we've seen some in this respect.
I think so. I think no matter which side you're on, they realize that broadband connectivity is vital to moving America forward. And there's some things coming down in the works from Washington with some more federal funds. We know the states have programs as well. So I think they all see it. And what I'm hoping they realize is the money really needs to go to the companies that are going to get it done. You know, it used to be that they funded the phone companies and they took the money and then barely built out. Now with the CAF-2 award and then the RDOF award, those are some very innovative companies that have received the money, and it's going to take them a little while to spin up. But once they do, we should see a massive movement in who can get broadband, reliable, fast broadband.
Well, this is a pretty impressive process, and I have to think, being based locally, you know, in regional terms, just about 100 miles away, has to be a big boost in understanding the needs of Montgomery County.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, it's funny when you say locally or at least regionally. I feel like we're like, you guys are in our backyard, right? It's not that far. I drive through that area. I have friends that live in that area and everything. So we like to be local, and I have some acreage in O'Fallon, Illinois, that we're starting our own farm, my family, and we're going organic and doing all those things. So I'm starting to understand even more how much research you have to do about what you should grow and how you should grow it. And it's interesting how it's all coming together, and I'm going to become part of the farming community.
All right. Anything else from we need to say as far as the folks from the public who are interested in Whisper who haven't made that contact with your company or with County Economic Development?
Yeah, I would say just go to our website, fill out the information. We don't sell your information. We don't spam you. We truly want to try to get you connectivity, and we're just looking for where that demand is. The other thing I would say is watch our website for our jobs. We post jobs there all the time. We're up to 178 employees now. We literally bring in new batches every 2 weeks. So we're always looking for great employees that have an amazing work ethic and a great attitude, and we can train you to do what we need you to do. So I would highly recommend anybody who's needing a job or even wanting just to look to switch that they check out our website and see if you can join our team.
Any other developments you'd like to mention or anything I may have missed?
No, I think this is great. I love coming on your show and giving you guys updates. And
a reminder, fixed wireless technology uses elevated structures like water towers, cell towers, and grain elevators to reach a resident's home. Current capabilities do require the equipment to be on a resident's roof to have line-of-sight connection to the elevated structure. That means no trees or terrain can block the visual path. A resident must reside no more than 3 to 5 miles from the elevated structure to receive the desired signal strength. To determine service eligibility, contact the Whisper Sales Team at 800-765-7772. And again, communities continuing to make their appeals to bring Whisper service to them through county economic development. We hope you enjoyed the program today. We'll see you again next weekend right here on WSMI.